This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Canada is making an explosive allegation that India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil. But thus far, Canada's allies are voicing measured concern about what happened. They are calling for a full investigation, but none of Canada's key allies, not the U.S., Britain, Australia, or New Zealand, has echoed the allegations of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We're standing up for the rules-based order. We're standing up for the rule of law. We're highlighting how unacceptable it would be for any country to be involved in the killing of a citizen on their own home soil.
These days, India is just too important to alienate. The Biden administration and governments of other allies want to maintain strong ties with India because of its economic might and as a counterweight to China's rising assertiveness. As the UN General Assembly debate continued into its third day, human rights lawyer Amal Clooney and world leaders Thursday pleaded for more attention to be paid to the war in Sudan and for accountability in fighting that has killed thousands and displaced millions of civilians.
The tragedy that I am describing is one that we've seen before. We literally could be having this conversation 20 years ago. Targeted ethnic violence, the burning of villages, mass murder, and fleeing civilian, that was Darfur 2 decades ago. And now this nightmare is unfolding again. Why? We all know it's because those responsible for the crimes were never forced to answer for them.
Ethnically motivated attacks perpetrated by Sudan's RSF and allied militia have killed hundreds in West Darfur, the United Nations human rights chief said this month. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com,